to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Here's the big truth. I don't know how to fangirl. And one time, I was taking photos in Maine for the Maine Democratic Party at a house rented by famous writers. And all my writer friends got excited about me going. They were squeed. They were super thrilled. They were like, tell me what they're like. Oh my gosh. So excited. My own book had just made the New York Times bestsellers list at the time, but it was kids fiction and really, really far from literary fiction. And for this circle of intellectuals at this party, that gave me absolutely no cred. People kept introducing me, even though I was working as a photographer, saying, this is Carrie Jones. She just won. She just got on the New York Times bestseller list, and they did not care at all. And, you know, I didn't need that cred, but it was amusing to be discredited and looked down upon over and over and over by these people from the New York area who were very famous in this little Maine town. And all these sweet Mainers were so proud of me. It was adorable, honestly. And very kind of those Mainers. But to be honest, I didn't need the credit from them. I was just psyched to be able to put New York Times bestselling author in my obituary someday, and honestly psyched to be a novelist at all, because, you know, here I am, truck driver's daughter, screaming by. You know, Nana stood in line for us for commodity cheese from the government. You know, that's who I was, and that's who I will always be. No matter what happens. So I grew up in that pretty poor family in New Hampshire, but my extended family, who they were, sometimes meant that I'd meet famous people. Nobody in my family ever cared when we, you know, we'd go over an uncle or aunt's house and there would be a governor or a senator or an actor at their house, because they were just people, you know, and we cared if they were nice, or we cared if they were good, or we cared if they told funny stories, or they showed qualities of goodness. And I grew up that same way. So when someone's like, hey, the president's coming, no matter what president, I'm like, sure, cool, whatever. Let's meet. If they're cool, I'll be cool with them. And that's kind of a weird place to be, because sometimes it means I don't get to fangirl and fanboy about things in this joyous, enthusiastic way that other people get to. And I'm also the same way. You probably all don't need to know this, but I'm also the same way about, like, other things. Like, oh gosh, everything, honestly. Like, everything. Yeah. So I was happy to be there, happy to be taking pictures, and thought these people could be cool, but they weren't. You know, it just didn't work that way. At this party, I met some really big time New York City establishment novelists, and I've got to tell you that they were just assholes. They were pretentious and snooties. They were assholes in white linen shirts, wine in hand, standing on a patio above a main bay, getting ready for their moments on Oprah Winfrey shows. You know, they would not be doing this podcast where their puppy was gnawing on a chew toy or having awkward pauses, because they're better than that. And that's okay. Usually, I don't share writing advice from people who are in that circle, even if I like them, because I don't think they need the extra help, honestly, or the support. And I definitely do like some of them a lot. Full disclaimer about this podcast, I have never met Neil Gaiman, at least not that I remember, but I know a ton of people who fanboy or fangirl or fanhuman about them. And I'm going to break my normal rule and share this because Gaiman has some cool advice in his masterclass about truth as it is in fiction, not truth as it is in a party fundraiser in Maine. But he says that we're using memorable lies. We're taking people who do not exist and things that did not happen to those people in places that aren't, and we're using those things to communicate true things. Those true things, he mentions, is something deeper and something authentic and something that makes your heart resonate the way a big truth does, the way any big truth does. Writers, he say, have to be able to suspend a reader's disbelief, and the reader enters into a contract where they say, yeah, dude, I know this is not real, but I'm gonna let it feel real. And in order to do that, you, the writer, have to provide details that are specific. Tell us the smell of the room that your hero is crying in, the noises she hears. Make your reader live the experience with the character and don't distance them from the action. You also want to, quote, focus on emotions that are true to your characters, he says. His other tips are to incorporate the familiar alongside the unfamiliar. Avoid technical mistakes, like don't put Boston in Canada. Let your characters notice when things are weird and ask yourself these questions. These are all a direct quote from Gaiman. Are your descriptive details specific? Can you make them sensory? Is your character's behavior in line with their personality? Do their responses make sense for them? Can you fact check anything? If so, do it now. He says, if you're going to write, you have to be willing to do the equivalent of walking down the street naked. You have to be able to show too much of yourself. You have to be just a bit more honest than you're comfortable with. And honest to God, I swear that's the best advice I've ever heard. You have to be a bit more honest than you're comfortable with. Just like this podcast. I was too honest because I really don't enjoy those parties and I don't enjoy people ignoring me or being snooty to me or being snooty to others, and that's hard to admit sometimes because I shouldn't care, but if I want to be authentic, I have to share that because it's a truth that's a little bit more modest than I'm really comfortable with. I hope you all have a good writing time. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz. And this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. Boop. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Broke for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People or Carrie Does Poems or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.